Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 274. How are we all doing? Let me know. I can't see the chat, Mike. Oh, there
it is. I've said shalom to Johnny.
Shalom, Johnny. How's Hanukkah going? Have you had a gift every day? I do hope so.
Yes,
the government are the ones that give us gifts.
He's had a gift of an answer from Peter.
Has he?
Yes, on Slack.
Oh.
About his percentage growth problem.
Oh. It's not been a bad day. I would that we could say the same. It's been a niggly day, hasn't it? Trying to solve all the issues with the install.
Yeah.
I actually now have a lovely shiny note. Let me see what I actually called it. Open issues. Hmm. You know what I mean by that, don't you? Stuff that's not working. Do you think that's the biggest, longest list I've got, Mike?
Probably.
Yeah. I didn't realise, you know, this thing, those we have lost.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've only got mine on there, and now I realise you've got some. So we need to add that. Anyway, what's everybody been up to? Let us know. Hello, Deb. Why can't I see Deb?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Jonathan says Deb's there, but I can't see a thing from Deb.
She is. CQ.
CQ, Deb. Deb's hasn't come up in mine, Mike. What's wrong with it?
I had to refresh.
Why?
I don't know.
I've already done it.
I don't know.
Right, I'm going to do it again. Hang on. Refresh the chat. Yay!
There it is.
Good grief. Deb's came in messages ago.
I know.
How many others do we miss? By not refreshing. This is not on.
You shouldn't have to refresh.
Maybe it's relying on Google services, because that went so well today, didn't it, Mike?
You were in bed.
That's because I worked till about 7 o'clock this morning. But do you know what? Google wasn't down when I was working. It was your mind they were playing with today.
It was. No, I'm there working. And this message box pops up that asks me to sign into my email. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then it asked me to sign into Google Drive. And so I went to my email and it was down. And then I went to Google Drive and I couldn't get anywhere. And my first thought was I've been hacked. And my second thought was go to Twitter. And loads
your
of people.
Your biannual visit?
Yeah, loads of people. Google's down, Google's down, Google's down, Google's down. Is Google down? Is Google down? This was on a Twitter search for Google down. And I left it 5 minutes, and you know the little notification in Tweetbot that tells you how many tweets there've been in the last few minutes?
Was there a lot, said Lola?
There were 600.
Wow. Well, pretty much the internet runs on it, so I'm not really surprised. Hello, Anthony. Yes, Jonathan, it was a bit of a long list. I mean, it happens every time. I think it's because you install something and... Yes, there are ways to check whether that needs updating or not. So, you know, you might find there's an update to the app and you update it. But if you've got an app and it's installed and it's working and you're not reminded of any updates, you just keep using it. Then you install a new Mac and you think, oh, yeah, I need to install that. And you go to the App Store and it's like, where's it gone? And it died 3 years ago.
See you later, folks.
Yeah, Lola wants to take Mike out for a walk. Don't you, girl? Oh, she's gone. She wants to take him out very urgently. She's been a good girl today while we've been trying to sort everything out, including but buying more Christmas cards. Honestly, last year was everyone was like, I'm not doing cards, I'm giving money to charity. You shouldn't be doing cards, you're harming the planet. This year, can't move at the front door for Christmas cards. Clearly, the Christmas card thing is when you don't see people, you can't see people, and then they feel the need. So we've got 60 more Christmas cards coming tomorrow. Oh, I feel like Anthony, but at least ours is only 60, Anthony. Currently sticking 380 labels on 380 envelopes before shoving 380 newsletters into them. Tell me, Anthony, that job did not include printing 380 newsletters. Our printer's turned up its little furry toes. It's printing, albeit very, very reluctantly. By saying, but I need a new toner. And I'm like, yeah, you had a new toner yesterday. You're not the dog. You're not having another one today. But I think it's on its last. We went and had a look at printers. What happened? We got Mike's mum a printer 2 years ago. And she said, oh, I only need something cheap and cheerful, but something that prints would be good. She had the same problem we did. So I said, I'll sort it. And the printer was £38. The exact same model is now £98. Like, wow. And all the others, because that's not double-sided, the one we've got does two-sided printing. I mean, it's black and white, but just two-sided printing. And they are all over £180. And I'm thinking, it's a printer. You know. And the other thing they've started doing that is just nonsensical is they're calling them compact printers. What they mean is they are not very deep. So from front to back, the printer might be 8 or 9 inches. So we're looking at it. It's all folded up and everything. Might say, well, that one looks neat. And I'm looking at it suspiciously. And I'm looking at the measurements of the dimensions of the thing. And I said, there's just one issue with that, Mike. It's smaller than the paper. It's smaller than A4 front to back. So where does the paper go? And then in another picture, you can see to actually print, you've got to pull the front down and the paper sits there. And I said, what's stopping that getting absolutely filthy and looking an unsightly mess? Because the one we've got's got a tray. You pull that out, you put the paper in, shut the tray. And you don't have those problems. I have had one where you put the paper at the front. It was a nightmare. I'm not keeping the paper in a drawer somewhere else so I can take a piece out when I want to print. So, yeah, printer, nightmare. So we've had lots of fun. Not. But we've been trying to print out. The only thing we print out, we don't actually need a printer. The only thing we're trying to print out is the church newsletter for the three sort of over 80-year-olds that live nearby. So we can print it out and drop one in for them. The church at the moment are not allowed to print newsletters. It's a risk because of touching the paper. Same with the hymn books. You're not allowed to touch the hymn books. So, but, you know, you can't say to somebody who's like 87, well, look at it on your iPad. She's like, what's an iPad? So we've taken it on ourselves to just print them out. So we print them out, put it in an envelope, put church newsletter on the front, stay safe, Elaine and Mike, and he goes through the door. So I think the printer's really upset with us that we've printed so many sheets. It's probably been about 6 to 8 sheets a week. Ah, clearly it's unionised, doesn't like it. So you have my sympathy, Anthony. My deep, deep sympathy. Jonathan, that's what happened when Jonathan joined first but didn't see the others. Aha! I think it's all right once it's warmed up. It's a bit like the printer, really, isn't it? Hello, Paul. How is it down under? Hello, Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you guys feeling? Is Lola hungry again? She's not had her dinner yet. So, yes. Not that Lola isn't always hungry. I don't know if she's aware, but the Amazon man arrived. And the Amazon man had with him 112 dentist sticks, which were wisely, sagely left in the porch and not where Lola could get hold of them. But we were deep embroiled in a problem. Setting up machines is such a thankless task, isn't it? Using them once they're set up. Genius. Brilliant. Love it. Setting them up. No. It's horrible because you're trying to work out, you know, why isn't this working? The open issues thing, Jonathan. Open issues. So I've got a couple of apps that have died and Mike's got an app that's died that he didn't tell me about or I would have told him what I was using instead. So we've got all of that to deal with. We had the Christmas stuff to deal with. And we actually sat down to organise some other stuff, which is in a long list in front of me. And we actually haven't touched that yet. So that's how come we were late. Taking Lola out. So Lola's gone out now, so we can have our dinner. And while we're having our dinner, we'll try and sort out the rest of this. It'll probably stretch into Wednesday at least. Honestly, it's ridiculous. But it all comes back to not really. Maybe the setting up of the machine is a dark art these days. It used to be so simple. But now I'm not even getting like concerned about I want that specific app. I'm not even at that stage. Not even going there. I'm at the point of, oh, that one's dead, is it? Okay, I'll find another one. But it's still taking time and it's still like, why isn't it doing that when I press that button? Oh, and there was another one as well that was brilliant. I came up with an idea. You'll love this. Maybe we could automate this. It would save time, she said. Which indeed it will. Over time. But when the simple programming task results in, we do everything right. So I7100 it, which is the system's needs analysis. I tell Mike what the code needs to do. He can go away and write it. He struggles more with the logic of it, but he can write the code faster than I can. So I sorted out all of the logic of it. There was two different ways to do it. We made a decision which one and why. And then I said, right, that's a diagram, build that. And off he went. And we were fine up until the very last bit. And the very last bit, Mike said, it's just an Excel thing and you can't fix it. And I looked at him like, failure isn't an option, Mike. So that was why we were late with the rest of it. Because he's like, we'll give it another 20 minutes. Right, now we've reached this point. Is it worth investing another 20 minutes? Or should we call it a day at that point? Anyway, we took it to the point that we managed to fix it. And what was good about that was, because you guys have asked to see demo of Keyboard Maestro. The thing with Keyboard Maestro is there's no point doing a feature-based demo. This is Keyboard Maestro. Oh, look, you can copy and you can paste and you can. You need a problem that Keyboard Maestro is the best or the only solution to. And that was what we did today. Mike had his eyes opened what Keyboard Maestro could do. Because basically when Excel kicked out the final result, it had it wrapped in weird characters and they needed shifting. And Keyboard Maestro was easy to do that with. So we'll probably do that as a demo at some point. Oh, I'm glad you didn't have to print all that lot. Mass email of Christmas cards would be much easier. It would, but, you know, we get complaints from the people at church. If you send them a Christmas card, they don't actually say, like, I didn't like that Christmas card. But they do say two particular things. Certain groups of them, some don't mind. But certain members of the congregation will be like very snottily saying, I don't like Christmas cards unless they're religious cards. And I said to Mike, well, you know, we'll get some that have got like a crib on. So basically, they don't want one with like a teddy bear with a hat on. They want one with like the baby Jesus and the three wise men. You struggle to find three wise men in the UK at the minute, wouldn't you? So I looked at these cards and I said, well, let's go for these. I said, because they've got the crib and the wise men. I said, but they're kind of cartoonish. So that ticks both boxes there with the cards. Then Mike starts looking around and he says, have we got enough stamps? Because normally we give them out at church and obviously we'd have to send them in the post. So he starts looking for the stamps and I'm sat here rolling my eyes for England, thinking to myself, that's the next thing. So he turns around and he said, yeah, I think we've got enough. So I said, is this first or second you're looking for? Anyway, I think it was first class stamps. So as he is doing that, I'm on Amazon looking for not only first class stamps, oh no, the religious Christmas first class stamps, because that's the other thing that the obsessives obsess about. If you send a Christmas card and it's got the baby Jesus on it, that's not enough. You've got to have the religious stamp on it as well, because apparently if we Christians stop buying them, they'll stop making them. So I did indeed find the religious version of the Christmas stamps. And I looked and I thought, how many's in there? Because the price of these was £18.99, which is an odd thing for stamps. I'm thinking, how many stamps is in there? 12. 12 stamps for £19. I said to Mike, how much is a first class stamp these days? So he rattled something off. I think it was about 80 odd pence. You guys know more than me. That's exactly what I thought, Jonathan, £4.92. Like, how many stamps are in here? I was well expecting it was a book of four, but no, there was 12 in it. Anyway, they're less than a pound each, so I've no idea why people on Amazon are charging a lot, unless it's because they are the religious stamps and they're rarer than hen's teeth. So I looked at that and I looked at the price of a stamp and I said, you know what, use what we've got. Draw the baby Jesus underneath it. All this politics to do with sending a flaming Christmas card. Do you know, I said to Mike last year, it was, I'm not doing Christmas cards. I'm saving the planet and I think you should save the planet too. Well, fancy cutting a tree down and giving me a card. And look, there's no religious stamp on it either. And you're thinking, you know, it was sent with a good heart. But that's why we decided, well, we don't need to bother. And now we're inundated with Christmas cards. It could not make this year up. It gets weirder every day. Every day. Right, let me catch up here. Oh, happy birthday to your daughter, Paul. No more teenagers. Well, you say that, but you know, you never know. We weren't expecting Lola and here she is. Have I ordered the eye kettle yet? You have better odds on you buying that before signing up to set up. I would do the set up thing, Jonathan, but I don't like the way that they've behaved. So I could buy it today and rely on it and not know what would be happening tomorrow. So, but the kettle, I haven't done that yet. No, Jonathan. But the kettle's looking quite appealing. I did say to Mike, it'd be rather cool to ask the A-lady to boil the kettle and then just go down and like fill the cup. The kettle's looking a possible, let's just say that. Oh no, Anthony's Mac has just shut down and started updating. Hope he hasn't taken it upon itself to install Biggles. Well, that's really weird. Mine has got this badge on it saying 1, and it's the Biggles update. Not said a word about it, though. It's just sitting there nagging at me OCD without actually saying, hello, Biggles is available. Go on, you know you want to. It's not done that thing yet. So obviously, no, I haven't done that thing yet. That's Jonathan's worst nightmare. Yeah, Jonathan, that's when all your carefully crafted software installations, yeah, bye-bye, because they're not working with Biggles. Still struggling for breath. This is not good, Simon. This is sounding like long COVID. And we've now got a variant, haven't we? A more aggressive variant that's outwitting people. So they have to wash their hands twice. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm very much considering one of the Matthias keyboards. The Kraft keyboard decided the tilde key shouldn't work anymore. She's used it in design all the time for switching between documents. Gosh, I use the tilde key all the time. I have that wired up with Witch. And I've noticed on my new machine, I was sitting there and I had PowerPoint open and I had 3 presentations. And I instinctively went to the shortcut key in Witch that allows me to cycle between them. And I hadn't set it up. And I stopped and I thought about it and I thought, you know, there is no other way to do that. So in on went Witch instantly. It's a good keyboard. I like it. I have barely touched the one that came with this computer. Obviously, I needed to set it up with it because it had already attached and all of that. But the beauty of this one is it attaches to 4 devices at once. So I've got it attached to both of my iMacs that are in the office and 2 iPads. And I just use the same keyboard. So if this broke, I'd buy another one. Let's put it like that. And I only got this because I thought the Apple one I had was 3 years old. And you know, when, you know, you think you've typed something and you look at the screen and that's not what's appeared. I find when I make a typo, I can feel it in my fingers. I've made a typo and I didn't feel I had with all these typos. And that's why I decided I think it's time for a new keyboard. I looked at the Apple ones. I looked at the Matthias one and I thought, I love the fact it can connect to 4 devices. It may feel different or not, or whatever. It actually feels exactly like the older Apple keyboards, not the big white ones that were gorgeous. The ones before, the ones that are really flat. So it feels like the first wireless metal one that was like trackpad one. It feels like that. And I have had no issues with it. The battery just lasts forever. I've charged this twice in the last 10 months, which I think is pretty good. Because when I had batteries in it, I would change the batteries about once every 2 weeks. And the ones that were charged via lightning after that, probably 3 to 4 weeks. So this one just seems to last forever. It charges with a standard Kindle cable. I would love it if they placed the on-off button, which is at the back, and it's just to the right of the eject key, if they would move that somewhere. Because when I pick the keyboard up, I tend to pick it up and manage to turn it off. But apart from that, if I pick the keyboard up like a lady from the sides, it's fine. But if I grab it single-handed, then I might turn it off. But other than that, I would very much go for this one. I obviously had a choice when the new one arrived that then I had a new Apple keyboard, but I decided to stick with the one I've got. And I love the fact that they're so skinny because I can shove them next to cupboards. All of our drawers are Helmer drawers. Each one next to the Helmer drawers, there's a slight gap between them. And each one's got like a keyboard propped up on its end. And I have labelled them so I know which is which. I'm loving that. Hello, Paul. Seriously, people turn their noses up on the design of the cards you send them. I tell them, tell them where to go. It's not particularly that they say that in general, but you know, you're dying inside because you didn't put a Christmas stamp on it. I haven't got any Christmas stamps to put on it. I mean, another thing was, we've run out of birthday cards. We do have a box, and this box is like our Christmas card, birthday card, whatever event card box. And obviously, throughout the year, we've dipped in it considerably because we're not being out. So we're depleted with Christmas, with birthday cards. So I said to Mike, we need a birthday card for Sunday. So we had a gift for this person. I said, we haven't got a birthday card. We had boy birthday cards. He's got football on and stuff. And trust me, this lady would not have appreciated that. So I said, we do not have girl birthday cards. So I said, what I have got is a notelet. So it was a beautiful, like, notelet thing with Monet on the front. I said, it'll just have to do. So I had to write happy birthday inside of it. Didn't get a thank you for that. What can I do? We're not going out. It'll just have to do. Anyway, we dropped that one off by hand. Be grateful someone's bothered to send you a card. I know, I find that very judgmental. I don't care, you know, what's on it. We went to, this would have been, it was Easter time. I think it must have been Easter time last year. Or possibly even the year before. Must have been the year before, mustn't it? But we went to this governor's meeting, and the children had made some Easter cards, handmade Easter cards. And they had like sheep on with cotton wool on and stuff. Each one of them was different because each child had made a different one. And there were messages on there from the children. And they all stood up. They were like a 3D card. So they'd made like a base that was a triangle, and then the card had sat in it. And, you know, they'd spent hours on these cards. And what they'd done was they'd done them for the governors. So as we went in, every governor had on their, in their place, one of these cards, and they were beautiful, you know, handmade. Yeah, there was a couple of spelling mistakes, you know, and it was obvious they were made by children, but the effort that they'd put in, they were just beautiful. And we were not expecting anything like it. And I remember one of the governors, she got quite teary, and she said, you know, that's the most beautiful gift I've ever had. It doesn't matter whether it's technically perfect. It was the effort they'd put in behind the scenes, and the fact that, you know, and they'd been told, you know, these are for the governors, and this is what the governors do, and they're coming in tonight, and the kids were having a whale of a time placing them all on the tables, you know, and then we sent a big thank you card back, and it doesn't matter what it looks like. Do you know, I still have that here. It was so lovely. So I don't complain about anything myself. I don't care what's on the Christmas card. I don't even care if you don't get a Christmas card, because some people can't get out. I remember my gran would always say, if it was me, mum or dad's birthday, she'd be asking my auntie to get her cards, because she had really serious arthritis and walking was incredibly painful for her. So even dashing out to get like a card, and it didn't matter, you know, but, and then we'd get the cards for the other side of the family. I don't get people moaning myself, but there you go. What can you do? They're going up on January the 1st, are they, Jonathan? What to? Is it now a gold bar and you're going to need credit cards and a kidney at hand? Because I couldn't believe the price. I swear the last time I bought stamps, they were probably about 50p. How can you have non-religious Christmas stamps? Non-religious. Well, what happens here is, what they used to do was, there was a Christmas stamp. This was when I was a child, and they were beautiful. They were always bright colours, and they tended to be on a theme of like the three wise men visiting, you know, and all of that. And they were lovely bright colours. Then they got complaints that not everybody's religious. Well, don't buy the religious stamps then. But really, some of this was kiddie stamps. They were like cartoony type stamps. I don't know why you can't have both myself. Anyway, you know how everybody is very polarised these days. We now have standard stamps which have the Queen's head on them. And they're either, I've still got stamps from her Golden Jubilee, which I think was 2002. Because once you buy them, you can keep them as long as you like. Yeah, because she had the next one, didn't she? The 70th in 2012. And we're having her 80th, aren't we, in 2022. Yeah, so I haven't bought stamps in a long time. I've seen orange ones, but basically they change colour. Night, Jonathan. But they have the Queen's head on them and the price. First class, second class, and some have actual values on them. But at Christmas, it's become like there needs to be Christmas stamps. So they're quite dour, to be honest. They've taken like religious works of art and put them on a set of stamps. And there's usually between sort of 5 to maybe 10 stamps in a packet, and they become like the collector's items. But people do use them and put them on envelopes as well. But it's become a thing. If you read the church newsletter, which is, you know, the religious Christmas stamps are out, please buy them or they'll stop making them. And then I'm thinking, yeah, but just a minute, if I put a religious stamp on a Christmas card to some of my atheist agnostic friends, then they've got every much as right to complain as the religious people have that it's not got a religious stamp on. So it becomes a logistical nightmare. So I said, well, right, what we'll do is we'll put the stamps on them all. I said, then we'll split them into two. We've got the, keep the Christ in Christmas brigade. And then we've got other people who are normal. I said, so what we'll do is split them into two. I said, then I'll draw the baby Jesus on the stamp. Will that do? It's a logistical nightmare. Honestly, it is. Oh, and Paul's got a birthday as well. Wow. 22. Good grief. Catch up. Biggles.1 came out today. Yeah, Paul, enough grief. Leave me in peace for a bit. I can't face that. I literally cannot face that. Not right now. The machine is working. To the point, I'm actually really quite happy with it, which is amazing, because last Thursday I was ready to throw it out of the window. So I think I'll leave it as it is for a little bit. I know Jonathan was talking about doing it over Christmas. I don't know how long I would leave it. I am going to have to think about it literally for the stuff that we talked about, which was, you know, it doesn't look right and I need it to look right. I'm clearly on the wrong page here. I'm trying to start a webinar. Where's it gone? Right, there it is. I clicked that. I swear I did. And it's complaining because I'm recording this next door because I can't be in two places at once. Well, clearly I can be in two places at once because I'm playing with the computer next door. But it's saying that it's not there and it should be. And it isn't. Darn it. Oh, well, let's leave that there and see if it updates. So, no, I cannot see me doing the point one yet. Not really, because I think the stuff that's niggly is probably fixed, or at least I can cope with it. Now it's just a case of, you know, I would rather that I sit with this for a little bit longer. We do still have some open issues. So I think at the moment, I think I had 5 open issues. And they're things like the app is no longer available and you're going to need to find an alternative that does that job. There's a couple that I am going to have to put support tickets in because what they're telling me should happen is not happening. They're those kind of things. So I think until I've ironed those out, I'm not going to add anything more to the mix. I have had a couple of crashes on Biggles on the laptop. And I would say the laptop doesn't seem as snappy as it was. But that might solve itself with the update. So I'll do the update on there first. The other issue that I've got, which is causing huge problems, but I think I've just about fixed it, is that I've got Mac Update Desktop. Does anybody use that? It lets you know when an app needs updating and it's not compatible with Biggles. Which, you know, on day one, it's like, really? Given what they do, which is tell you about updates to software, you'd think it'd be ready because Biggles hasn't been in beta since forever. So I thought, we'll give them a couple of weeks. You know, cut them some slack, I thought, which was fine. But how long's Biggles been out now? And it's still not compatible. And this thing is subscription based. So you've paid for 6 to 8 weeks already and you can't use it because it's not compatible. So my laptop has got applications on it that are now older because I don't know which ones have got updates and which ones haven't, because I've used Mac Update Desktop for the last 10 years. I think I've got an alternative, so I'm going to head off and test that later. 13 minutes remaining. Juanita, that's a lovely name. Like that. You'd love to see this kettle you've heard about. Jonathan did a video. Watch the video. Watch the video. How fast is the Bluetooth connection to devices? Pretty fast, Simon. Seconds, literally. Just press it and you're done. The one thing I've noticed is if you reboot your Mac and you've got your login screen in front of you, don't type your password. Press any key first and you'll see a blue flash on the number of the key for which device was the last device that it used, and that kickstart the connection and then you can just type away. I've not had any issues in terms of the speed either, because I think that was part of the problem with the Apple one. It can't keep up with me. Not that I'm like a 500 words a minute typist, but when I get going, I get going, and mainly it's shortcut keys. So I might throw at the keyboard three different shortcut keys, one after the other, because I drive everything I do with shortcut keys. I've just informed Mike that I've got 5 shortcut keys for Snagit, and that I think he should have the same 5 set up. When I told him what they were, he went white. I said, right, well, we'll start with the basic one, which is the C key. And he was fine at that. I said, so it's Command, Option, Shift and C. And he just went, what? And there's 5 of them. But I think if you get your head around the logic of why you've made that key the shortcut key, then you're good to go. And what I have really valued about setting up the Mac is I've taken the opportunity to reevaluate every workflow, which is probably what's taken me the time. But if there's one thing that floats my boat, it's finding an improvement to a workflow. So obviously when something dies or goes subscription, you know, one and the same, it's annoying. But I found with one application, for example, that there was another application that did exactly the same job. And I bought this second application. I think I did a review of it for MacBytes, but I stuck with the first one. I could not remember for the life of me why I'd done that. You know, what was the difference between them? I'd have to go and listen to MacBytes. But the first one, gone subscription. Second one, absolutely fine. So that's what I'm using. So we've had fun talking about that and everything. That's been great. So we have a Juanita and a Samantha. Excellent. Yeah, I love the name Samantha. We had friends who had a little girl. That must have been about 22 years ago. And they called her Samantha. And not many people, you know, you were getting names like Chardonnay back then. And I said, that's a lovely name. And you can do a lot with Samantha, can't you? Sam, Sammy. That's why my mum picked Elaine. Look through the list, what can't you shorten? I'll have that. Thanks, Mum. And that's before we get going on the fact that Karen's my middle name, which apparently is shameful these days. I did not know that. Oh, people today, they should be taken out and flogged. But that's a different story. And I wouldn't have known about that, but for Jonathan, who informed me of that. Hello, Kim. Oh, that's good. Kim's friend's husband is feeling better. Excellent. That took a while. September, October. Oh, that's 5 months. Oh, my. This is why Simon's still out of breath, isn't it, Simon? This explains in 5 months. Hopefully, you'll be fighting fit. Well, hopefully a lot fitter than that. Sooner than that. That I totally agree with Anthony here. It's the thought and the fact someone's made the effort. Even if that effort is literally putting Merry Christmas on it and sticking a stamp on it. Because people just seem to like to want to take offence these days. I don't care. Well... this is definitely true, because most people, at least, they're either complaining about what's on the card or they're complaining about what's on the stamp, right? But when we get Christmas cards, it's a complete fiasco. It's the names on them that make us laugh, because obviously there's some people, right, we get some that say Elaine and Mike, because people don't know our surnames, so that's not a problem. Then we got one... We get some that says Mr. Mike Thomas and partner. like, can you not be bothered? We get some that say Elaine and Mike Thomas. We get some from the people who were in the know that say Mike and, well, either Mike and Elaine or Elaine and Mike Charles Thomas. So that one's like, oh, give them a tick. Excellent. We get all sorts written on the outside. I mean, one arrived and it was Mr. Mike Thomas and Miss in capitals, Elaine Giles, which, you know, you might as well have written across living in sin. So the puritanical ones make absolutely clear their disapproval that we have not done the altar malarkey. It's comical. And we don't take offence at any of that. It's like, you know what? You're going to have to really try much harder to offend me. Let's see what you can come up with putting on there next year. But we actually get lots and lots of different names on it. We have even had Elaine and Mike Giles. So I clearly don't know his surname either. The only time I went mental once, and the reason that I went mental, it was because who it was. Right, so we've got this person in the Catanians who is very much into protocol. Everything's got to be just so. So this person had been charged with doing the name cards for one of the events. This wasn't in our year, obviously. I did them. Every single one was damn fine, spot on, I can assure you. But this one had been delegated to this person. So we goes in and the cards are there in your place. And I sits down and I looks at it and I looks at Mike and I went, that is off. And he looked and he said, oh, right. This one wasn't even rude. This one just said Elaine. Everybody else's had a surname on it. And to me, that was like, you couldn't be asked. You couldn't remember it. Really? You know, that I did find rude because of who it was. This is the stickler for protocol who did not even put a surname on it. So when he came round later, doing his mine host bit, you know, I did the place cards. So I never said a thing. But, you know, if you can't be bothered putting my surname on, I can't be bothered talking to you. So I never said a thing. So Mike said, well, next time, maybe you could remember Elaine's name, hey? And the guy went, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And it turned out, no, he couldn't remember it. So what he'd done was he'd made himself a note to go look it up and he'd forgotten. So I said, I'm not bothered. I said, but, you know, should there ever be anything on yours, don't give me grief over it. But the thing was with ours, we had everything. Everything was in Notion. That was why we didn't delegate anything, because it would have been more time consuming to delegate the management of it than it was to actually just do it. So we knew when we booked somewhere, everywhere we booked had to be Ellen friendly. Ellen's in a wheelchair. There's no way she can get out of it and just like walk up the steps and then get back in it again. No, it's got to be completely wheelchair friendly. None of this going through the back kitchen malarkey, which believe me, they've done. You're up some dirty back alley and like, where's Ellen gone? And about 20 minutes later, this was the shortcut that was needed. Like, really? So everyone had to be Ellen compliant. After that, there was all of the dietary requirements. So there was a lot of people that were diabetic. So they needed an alternative to anything that was on the menu that was diabetic friendly. It was their choice if they chose to have it or not. So, you know, if there's like some gorgeous dessert on, but they're diabetic, then we said to them, there is a diabetic option if you want it. But, you know, if you choose to just eat what you like and inject yourself silly later, that's up to you. We had dietaries that were more allergies rather than medical, if you're with me. And then we just had preferences. So we got one person that whatever that was on offer for the dessert, they wanted cheese and biscuits. And we knew that, and it was next to their name. So not only did we always get their name right, including some very weird spellings, but we got all of the menu stuff right as well. And when we got somebody came that was not allergy, and we colour-coded everything. So when the event manager came round and he could see all the tables were laid out and all the name cards were on them and stuff. And he said, I need to sort out the ones that I've got two not allergies and I've got this and I've got that. And I said, the not allergies are in red, that allergy's in green and the gluten-free are blue. And he just went, wow, okay, that's all I need to know. And they were colour-coded on the table. So I think to go to the trouble of putting everybody else's name on their card and not my name, yeah, I'm going to give you the evils. It didn't bother me, if you will, but I did think it was like, for this particular person, Mr. Anal, to not do that was a bit of a hat tip to, you don't deserve a surname because you're a kept woman. Anyway, he did apologise greatly. But I'm with Anthony. If you made the effort, so what? Oh, Kim made her Christmas card. You hope you get mine for Christmas. Sent it 2 weeks ago. Oh, is it on the way? Oh, excellent. But you know what our post's like. So give it another week at least. Kath sent us one. She posted it on the Thursday. And by the following Tuesday, this was first class, so it should arrive next day. And she lives about 6 miles away. So on the Tuesday, she said, have you had anything from us? I said, no. Oh, there's a Christmas card on the way. I said, oh, thank you. And it was the one with the gift in it. It took 8 days. So I think it travelled a mile a day on the back of a snail. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll see it. Loving that, Paul. My grandfather corrected one of my thank you cards. I don't do cards. Yeah, that's a bit rude, isn't it? Because you know, you would have written a thank you card with a clean soul. But if people choose to take it that way, it says far more about them than it does you. That's how I have to look at it. Simon, I'm not religious, but it takes a cranky old git to complain that other people celebrate things in a different way to you, and I love Christmas. Trust me, without exception, Simon, I have never met either a priest, a nun, or a deacon that actually enjoys Christmas. It started when I took my mum to get some Christmas stuff in the end of September. And she was bubbly because she loved Christmas. So to her, going out and getting these cards ready for Christmas, they were what we call mass cards. And basically a mass card is a religious looking card. And on the inside, there's a space for you to write the name in. And the card goes to the person, but what happens at the point that you buy them, you add their name to a book, and the book has everybody's name in it that you're praying for, and the book goes on the altar during December. So a prayer card is like the confirmation to somebody that you've said a mass for them, or had a mass said for them, or they are included in a mass. So she was giddy with excitement. That meant Christmas was coming. And this guy didn't look that chipper. So she said, you know, are you looking forward to it?
No, I hate Christmas.
And she was speechless. He was a priest. It's like the most important time of the year. Well, barring Easter. But, you know, she couldn't believe it. So she said, I'm not going there again. I'm going to go to the other one. And she did. She never darkened his door again. Oh dear, oh dear. He was a chemistry professor. You were between 7 and 10. But, you know, you remember it, Paul. And it's so formative, isn't it? You want to remember that the things that made you feel good, not the things that make you feel bad. So I get exactly where you're coming from. And Simon couldn't give a monkeys if a stamp's got Rudolph or the baby Jesus on them. They're both Christmassy. Do you know, the best ones were when I was a kid, and they were lovely and bright blue. And I can remember them to this day. They looked so lovely. But they brought one out. This was when it kicked off. They brought one out, and the Christmas stamp, they used to alternate it. There was a religious one 1 year and a non-religious one the next. But this particular one they brought out was Santa. And it had a blue background, and it would have been great. He was sat on a chimney. Lovely, happy face on him and everything. And it, you know, the kids would have loved it. The thing was, one glance at this stamp and it was like, why is Santa sat on the toilet? It was just the most inappropriate design. surely that's about. Let's see if I can find it. Why is that still not updating? Come on. Right, I've got it. Let me Google and see if I can find that. That stamp. Santa Christmas stamp toilet. See if you can find it. Oh, crying out loud. Oh, he's not found that. Right, let me try again. Oh, come on. Santa. Right. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I've got pictures of Santa, but no, you are not going to want to watch that one. Come on, it's blue stamp. And why are you searching with Bing? Have I not configured that either? Do you know, I don't see it. Shall I try Royal Mail? Instead of stamp, let's try Royal Mail. They're the idiots that design these things, aren't they? Nope. I will be able to find a picture of it, but just not at the moment. But when I do, unless anybody else has found it. There he is. There he is. What year was that? That was the one. Right, I've got it. Did I install cloud? No, I didn't. Okay, and we're going to get this to you then if I didn't do that. Freeze. Let's get that there. I'll go to it in a browser. That's what I'll do. I will go to cloud app in a browser and upload it that way. Right, cloud app. Can't be reached. You're just going to be in a mood with me. Cloud app. Let's try again. Oh, at this rate, I could actually have gone because it's telling me it can't get anywhere. Check if there's a typo. There's no typo. I'll find it. I'll find it and let you know. But let's catch up over here. Paul's not a big fan, but you try not to bring the rest of the family down. But you wouldn't be cranky either. You're ambivalent. That's fine. Kim has Christmas stamps during the whole year. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. As you all now know, I may be in two minds which stamp to put on anything to send to Mike's mother, her being Jewish. But she doesn't care either. It doesn't matter. Not an issue. Less to do with Christmas and more about people getting grumpy as they get older. Oh, I'm getting happier as I get older, Simon. Absolutely. Next November to update. I think it'll be before then. Again, just because of recording. I would record on my MacBook Pro. But Biggles has... There's a huge issue in Biggles that I predicted coming about 9 revisions back. And it's to do with setting the resolution of the screen. They have taken away one of the best features that was there. And I can't actually set the screen with Resolutionator to the resolution I would need to set it to. So I need to investigate that. But obviously, I would have had more time to do that if I wasn't building up this machine. But now I'm building up this machine. So that needs to take a priority. Is Mac Update Desktop still subscription? Yes, it is. Has it been updated? No, it hasn't. It didn't let itself know it's out of date. Maybe impossible to update. That, Simon, sounds like the Microsoft Office updater that needs to be updated before you can update Office. At which point it checks if the update is up to date. It's a genius system. No, they haven't actually built a Biggles compliant one and people are going absolutely mental because you know it's taking 2 months off their subscription. But there are alternatives which we can include in a demo. So leave that with me and I'll sort about it. Simon saw complaints about quality and mushy keys, but you posted in Slack you were really happy, so that's good enough. I saw those as well, and it did make me think twice. But I thought, one, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and two, I was going to need a keyboard anyway. Give it a go and see how it is. To me, no, there are no mushy keys. The keys feel absolutely perfect. There's a little bit more travel on them than the newer Apple keys, and that for me is a benefit. So I would say to type on it, it's exactly the same as the old small wireless ones that you used to put batteries in at the back. It's the keys are exactly the same as that. Does it look better or worse? It looks about the same. Just remember that the keys make it a little bit taller. So it's not as flat to the desk as the Apple one. But that for me is a benefit because I always wanted to... Do you remember the keyboards where you tip them forward and you could flick up two legs at the back? And then there were the right height to type on. This has like 4 little rubber legs underneath it and a strip that includes the battery. And the strip is probably about a centimetre. So you probably get that about a centimetre at the back off the desk. And it's absolutely perfect. Put it like this. If it broke, I would buy a new one. That's the one I would buy. Definitely. What's the Logitech Craft doing to you? What's the problem with it? Is it that key that's not working? Because I have an issue on my Mac that the D key stops working. Randomly, on any keyboard, it doesn't matter if it's wired, wireless, the Matias, the Apple one, the D key just stops working. And then with me doing nothing to correct that, it just starts working again. I think there are issues on Mac OS with keys and keyboard shortcuts, because the other thing I've got is that keyboard shortcuts that are working 1 minute aren't working the next. But it's not the keyboard. It's definitely not the keyboard. You must stop by Logitech. I always end up feeling the same about it. The thing with Logitech that drive me potty is when they bring their drivers out, the Mac ones are never as good. It's always like, oh, yeah, there's Mac users. Yeah, we'll do that. Be fine. And they're rubbish. They don't have much in the way of functionality with them. Let's put it like that. Hello, Sarah. Right, keep going. Hang on. This is scrolling up and down. Simon's breathless from activity, but without the heart rate going up, it's very weird. It must be like being possessed. As if I'd send you a card that had Bongo or Farage on it. But I need to see why my cloud app isn't working. So I can send you this Christmas stamp, because I swear it's Santa on the toilet. Oh, now you're working, are you? Excellent. Must have been a blip. Right, let's get logged in here. Download free. No, I want to log in. Log me in. Fabulous. Why are we doing a create new? No, I don't want to do that. I'm being redirected, am I? Excellent. And do you think I could get there at some point? It's not logging me in. Crying out loud. I should have installed the app, shouldn't I, and be done with it. But I can't download the app till I've logged in, so I need to get in to log the app. Come on. I'll try in a different browser. Life's too short for this. Let's try a different browser. Who got caught by the Google being down thing this morning? If I do another login on here and I choose to do the same one. Mind you, we know what that is. So let's put the email address in. Awesome. Let's go get the password for that. All this so I can show you Santa on a toilet. But it's so worth it. Right, let's see if we can log in there. I'm being redirected again, am I? And is this likely to happen any time in my lifetime? Invalid password. I can assure you it's not. And you've upset it to the point that you've turned the fans on. Right, cloud. That's still the same password. It's coming from there. It doesn't like. Oh, hang on. There we are. Excellent. Right, can I upload one now? Fabulous. Yes and no. I need to put Santa on the desktop, and then I can upload him. There he is. Right. Finally, I think I've got it. Excellent. Right, let me get the link for that. Santa on the toilet. Tracy's in just in time. That was the Christmas stamps 1 year. Santa on the toilet. Ah, she's back. It's chicken. Chicken. And I've had that running, and that must be getting very upset with his little self as well. Right, let's shut that up. Okay. Why is that complaining? You wouldn't complain like that, would you, Lola? She's waiting for a treat now. Right. No, Biggles. You're not moving up to Biggles, are you not? How long have you had the keyboard, Simon? It could well be it's just had enough, you know. Keyboards don't last that long these days. I used to spend a fortune on keyboards. Well, I thought it was a fortune at the time. Obviously, it's not now. Now I've seen the price of keyboards now. It wasn't expensive at all. But in the day, when you could get a keyboard for like £3.99, I would pay like £38, thinking it would last me forever. And they did. They lasted really, really well. The best keyboard I ever had, I can't remember the brand, but I can see it in my mind. It was the cream colour of a PC. It was bliss to type on. Absolute bliss. I need to find out what switches it had, and then I can get another one. People are very picky about their keyboards, aren't they? Very picky. Should try another keyboard. Try another one. Try it. If it's Bluetooth, try a cabled. But I was shocked when I plugged the cabled one in, the D key still wasn't working. And I thought, well, that proves it's not the keyboard. It's something on macOS, as per usual. Hello, Pete. Is the Queen's profile on all the stamps? Yes, it is, Kim. It is Royal Mail. And you can't use the word royal in a company name in the UK without royal approval. Hence the Sussexes, when they had Sussex Royal. And once they were no longer full-time royals, they weren't allowed to use it. Because it's an embargoed word. Admittedly, embargoed in this country. You would need permission for that. So Royal Mail have the right to put the Queen's head on the stamp, so she's on all the stamps. What's the Christmas card kerfuffle? It is people who, when we send a card, Tracy, pass comment if it doesn't have the baby Jesus on it, because they're religious. And then the next thing they complain about is that the stamp doesn't have the baby Jesus on it. We don't have any Christmas stamps this year, so I've said to Mike, separate them into two piles. And the ones that are going to the religious folk, I'll draw the baby Jesus on for them. It's not that they say to us, I didn't like your card. It's just that they kind of look quite sniffy. Yes, they do, don't they, Lola? Quite sniffy. And then they say, I like my Christmas cards to keep the Christ in Christmas. You know, and I'm not averse to that, but a Christmas card's a Christmas card.
We're in a pandemic, haven't been out since March.
Yeah, you're lucky you've got a Christmas card. You're lucky we've got clothes on. So stop your moaning. That's where we're at, isn't it, Mike? Yes, it's treat time, isn't it? And you've not got any. And you don't care that we're in a radio show, do you? No. Well, I happen to know what you don't know, lady. There's 112 dentist sticks downstairs. She's collapsed at the mere thought of that, Mike. She's contemplating how she's going to eat each and every one of them. Right. An upload. Anyone remember the Christmas stamp with Joseph singing on Mary's keyboard? Mary on keyboards. It sounds familiar. Let me have a look. Remind myself of it. Literally remind myself of it. Lola, stop chuddering. Say hello to everybody and leave it at that. And we'll sort you out some treats when I've seen the one on the keyboards. Which is not letting me click it. Come on. Right. Got it. Yay. Oh, yeah, definitely. They're very strange designs. I don't know why they don't make that quite... I mean, the red's all right, but the colours are quite dour. And, you know, it's Christmas. Let's make everything Christmassy. Bright and Christmassy. Ooh, Sarah's been looking for one of the split keyboards. Like the current one, had it 10 years, struggled to, it won't type some of the keys. Ooh, you need to go to the keyboard company. They have everything. It doesn't matter what language or what accessibility requirements you have, the keyboard company are the ones to help you, which I do believe is keyboard.co, isn't it? No, it's not the keyboard.co. Keyboard, it could be keyboardcompany.co. No, not madeinchina.com. Keyboardco.com. It's a stupid URL, that. This is the place that have got every single keyboard you could ever want. Tracy St. Paul there today. Good place to go. In fact, that Matthias is on sale right now. Or is that Bluetooth? That could be the one without the lights on. Let's have a look. The Space Grey Matthias is on offer. It's usually £130. It's 100 today. I got the silver one. I hope they can all hear you. Yes, you. You get some treats in a minute. They do have some fantastic keyboards I would love to try. But they do have the split ones. I think they're under professional, aren't they? The... You yippee girl. There was a Matthias Tactile Pro, and that was the one I had, but I had to get rid of it. I still love it, but Mike was in here doing webinars and it sounded like a herd of buffalo. So that one had to go. But they do all the split kinds and accessible designs and all sorts. If they haven't got it, I don't think it's made. Put it like that. And they're fantastic on the phone. So if you have one and it isn't there, give them a ring. They are the keyboard people. They know all the keyboards in all the colours, in all the sizes. They are definitely where you need to be for a keyboard.
Anyway, Pete, how's your spazzed out iPhone?
Oh, Very descriptive, that. Very, very descriptive. Tracy tries to make it mostly religious, religion agnostic. So do I, because I was saying, if you bought the religious stamp and then you're sending a Christmas card to somebody who isn't of a faith, you know. But honestly, you're getting a card, so stop your moaning. And like I said, I don't moan. I don't care one way or the other. Unless you're going to make my life difficult, and then I will make your life difficult. Like the guy with my name, who won't be doing it again. Oh, they didn't have a lot of Spanish keyboards. I thought they could get them in. They will try and source keyboards. They've got quite a few German ones in. I don't know what it is about German keyboards. Whether they're incredibly different, but... Yes, Lola's going on, isn't she? They can hear you. I don't care, Mummy. I want what I want, and I want it now. Do you want a jingle as well? And I want it now. You can have a schmacko in a minute. Oh. Lola's been very lippy. This is what she's like. Ah, Pete's phone has calmed down. Wasn't letting me make calls or use data for about an hour. Then Google went down, but at least you fixed DevonThink. Yay, you fixed DevonThink. I had to transfer my DevonThink. That was exciting. It was giving me... It gave me some errors, but not enough information that you could actually work out what was wrong with the error. It was just moaning about syncing issues without saying what it was trying to sync. Anyway, it all seems fixed now, so I'll leave it alone until the next time I break it. But I think that's an open issue, because I think when I went to their website, it said I'd used two licenses and I haven't. I've used one. So I need to fix that as well. Oh, now we're getting more than lippy. Now we're stood up. We need mean business now, don't we? Right, let's have the schmackos. You might well back off. I'm going to feed the schmackos to the chicken.
Do you think we've forgotten?
Yep. Look, chicken... Oh, hang on. That's the back end of chicken. Right, there's chicken. Chicken's having a schmacko and you're not having a schmacko. Now you can see. I wish you could see her face. She's feeding me treats to my toy. Yeah, look, there's chicken. You're going to get very lippy in a minute, aren't you? Oh, eating it. Oh. Daddy, make her stop. Crying out loud, give her that before she faints in with self-righteous indignation. What are you like?
You're hardly a starving dog.
Kim says that we guess we've had a lot of government and business hacking recently. Kiefer's looking at the screen. Lola's looking at the toy eating her treat. All Pete's Devon thinks are amalgamated. Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, we've had news here today. London have gone into Tier 3, which is where we've been since forever. So whatever. But they're all crying into their beer. But also news of the fact that there is a variation on the virus that's transmitting faster, which is, you know, just what you need at Christmas. And all of the press were pushing the government today. And when I say the government, I mean Matt Hancock, who's an idiot to start with, allegedly. Is there a chance that you'll cancel Christmas, basically? What would have to happen for you to cancel Christmas? He looked like a three-year-old put on top of a spit roast. He looked petrified. I'm just going over things. I've already answered that. And I'm thinking, no, you haven't. Back up. No, you haven't. So we'll have to see what happens there. This may not end well for chicken. Poor chicken. Chicken's filthy. Look at that. Luckily, if you remember when they ran out of chickens were out of stock. We did get some more chickens because chicken's a rubber toy. You wouldn't take the head off chicken, would you? I absolutely would, Mummy, if she's eating my treats. Yeah? What should we have next? Do you want sausages? Succulent sausages. How about that? We'll give this one to Daddy to put away and we'll set about the succulent sausages. Do you know, she honestly could eat for England. Right, let's have the succulent sausages because they need scissors to open them. I left these in the metal packet, you see. There you go, the little metal packet.
What are you doing?
She's getting excited over the fact that the chicken is sitting near the sausages. Her face is an absolute picture. You're not pleased with me, are you? Come on, Lola. I'm giving that to your father, not you. Right, for me, for you. There's Daddy's other one, and then we'll put these two back in the packet. And no, I won't let Chicken eat them. I won't, honestly. So there's two sausages that, God, they stink. In good news, Lola's treats stink, which means I haven't got COVID. I can assure you, I've not got COVID. Oh, these aren't even the tripe sticks and they stink. Imagine how bad the tripe sticks are. She doesn't care. She's eating them. She's enjoying that. Oh, Portsmouth was supposed to be bad, but it hasn't happened. No, they've concentrated on London at the minute, haven't they? What's bizarre is they specifically mentioned Trafford, which is where we are, and saying that the figures are fantastic. They've dropped by like 68%, but we're still in tier three. But I'm thinking they've dropped by 68% because we're in tier three. So please don't move us. But apparently that's going to cause problems for the football, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, let's have a dentistic. Have we got a dentistic? Mm-hmm. Oh, we did, because we had some yesterday. You're quite right. So we'll do a dentistic. My feeding time at the zoo here. It's a red one. It's your favourite, but I want a high five. High five! And the other one, not that one, that one. High five! Good girl! Right. She's now sugared off with a dentistic, which is like a big chewy thing, about 8 inches long, that she really likes. I'm hoping that Chicken keeps the head and legs on for tomorrow, but that remains to be seen if she gets grumpy with it. So, Portsmouth, are you in a level two? Pretty much everywhere's in a level two, isn't it? I'm thinking this Christmas thing is a really bad idea. Really bad idea. He's already admitted, because he mentioned January and February, that we're going to pay for this basically in January and February. Which, you know, the rest of us know this. Why are we bothering with Christmas? But there you go. That's what the government wants. That's what happens. I'd rather it didn't. Mind you, that could be because we've got no one to go and see anyway. Your mother doesn't really care about Christmas, does she?
No.
Right. Well, we'll sort ourselves out with this machine. Mike's got some last-minute stuff to install, haven't you?
Mm.
I've got some open issues I need to deal with. Other than that, I think after 8 days, 9 days, we could potentially be ready to claim that it's all finished, which would be good because we'd actually do some work then. Let's see where we are. So Sarah's in Winchester, which is really good, but Christmas is a bad idea. Just preparing for another lockdown next year. Exactly. Ah, but it does mean you can keep working from home, which is pretty much where I am with Mike. Like, I can see us sat here this time next year still working from home, because what nobody's figuring on, let's say the vaccine works, that's fantastic. They've got to do the rollout. That'll take months. Then you've got the anti-vaxxers to persuade, and that'll take years. And in the meanwhile, there'll probably be something else wafts in from China, and then we'll be back as you were. But I could just be being cynical on that. We'll see how that works out. So hopefully, back here, same time, same place tomorrow, being able to report everything is finished. We're not there yet, but we've got one more night to have a go at it, haven't we? And we'll see where we are tomorrow. You'd love it. You enjoyed working from home. The company don't like it. Oh. A lot of companies said they do like it. You know, it's costing them less. Maybe they can be persuaded, Sarah. Fingers crossed they can be persuaded. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
It's good night from me.
Good night from him eating something. We'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.